Utah's economy has been going gangbusters for a few years now. Unemployment's down in the low 3% range, even while adding jobs in almost every industry. Today, though, some of the top minds in the business world from all over the state heard something of a warning. This came during an annual event hosted by the Salt Lake Chamber. Economists were discussing the forecast for 2017 and noted some businesses are starting to have trouble finding enough qualified people to fill vacancies. Phil Dean, from the Governor's Office of Management and Budget, pointed toward the construction of a new Salt Lake International Airport as an important step toward luring people to the Beehive State to continue feeding that economic growth.
It's one of these things that is going to have long-term payoff, but it's also one of those things that changes the perceptions of a community. And it's going to facilitate continued growth and more connections. It makes Utah a more attractive place to live. It's one component of that, right? Our mountains are that part of that. The people are part of that. There are a lot of components of this. Look at our demographics. Our birth rates are falling. If we want to continue to maintain growth at elevated levels, one of the biggest things that I continue to talk about is our economic development policy needs to shift from exclusively recruiting businesses. We've gotten really good at that. We built this awesome economic engine. The problem is it doesn't have enough fuel. And we're going to be increasingly more reliant on in-migration in the coming years. So in 2014, we had like 5,000 in net migration. Over the last 2 years, we jumped up into the low 20s. Mm-hmm. That's helped sustain the growth levels. Mm-hmm. But our ability to attract talent into the state is going to be a bigger part of the growth story in Utah over the coming years. And if we don't solve that, we're not going to be growing like the way we have been.
The panelists also pointed out that increasing prices for homes and rental units are making it harder for people to find affordable places to live. The looming labor shortage could make that problem worse this year as home builders struggle to find enough people to do the work of creating houses and apartments.